passageways of air. Air is breathed in through the nasal cavity, travels over the pharynx and over the larynx. It then travels down the trachea and splits off into the bronchi, then into the bronchial branches, into the many alveoli, which diffuses into the capillaries. Mechanics of breathing. Mechanics of inspiration at rest. The external intercostal muscles contract, lifting the ribcage and sternum up and out. The diaphragm contracts and flattens. The volume in the thoracic cavity and space inside the lungs increases. The pressure below the atmosphere outside the body lowers. Gases move from an area of high pressure to low pressure. Then air rushes to the lungs.
Inspiration during exercise. The demand for oxygen increases. The process of the external intercostal muscles and diaphragm acts the same, but the sternocleidomastoid and pectoral minors also contract. A greater up and out movement occurs for the sternum and ribcage. Pressure in the thoracic cavity decreases more. Depth of breathing increases, then the volume of air inspired increases. Expiration at rest. The external intercostal muscles relax, so the ribcage and sternum go down and in. The diaphragm relaxes and returns to its shape. Volume in the thoracic cavity and space inside the lung decreases. Pressure above the atmosphere outside the body increases, then air is pushed out of the lungs. Expiration during exercise. The process of external intercostal muscles and diaphragm acts the same, but the internal intercostal muscles and rectus abdominis contract. A greater down and in the movement occurs for the ribcage and sternum. Pressure in the thoracic cavity increases more. Rate of breathing increases, then volume of air expired increases. It's coming.